What's the deal? It's your boy Chris Childs, aka Young Light Skinned Hokage, business mogul, entrepreneur, artist / shoe customizer. You can find me at _ Chris Childs on social media or www.shopchrischilds.com. And you tuned into the candy shop. Ya dig.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy Candyman in the building. Y'all know what it is. Y'all listen to the candy shop here in 51 countries. Make sure you go like, share, subscribe on the YouTube channel, Candyman TV. Today, I got another... I told y'all, man, about the podcast. You know, it took a little minute. I got another legend. Another legend, legendary podcast. My boy, KG King. KJ King. Yo,
I'm a little humbled, bro. Honestly, fucking... This is my first year on YouTube. But fucking, I think it's going pretty good, bro. I'm already at 170 subscribers and shit, which, like, I feel like is a decent start. But, like, for the most part, I'm, like, an underground artist, I would say, but, like, new underground. Because, like, you know how the old underground would kind of be, like an Immortal Technique type nigga who is, like, really so lyrical that, like, he can't make the mainstream and shit. So, like, he has to have a niche fan base. Like, this is just underground in the sense that, like, I promote all my own shit by myself. Like, all the fans that I have, like, they probably talk to me one-on-one and shit. Like, all those comments and shit, like, those are people that I have at least said hi to at least once or something. Like, it's, like, real personal right now. No?
Yeah, man. Oh, my bad. I didn't mean to interrupt you.
No. That's it.
Oh, okay, yeah. Because I remember when we met out in Vegas, you told me that you did music, and then that's when we got connected. And, you know, we didn't get a chance to talk too much because, you know, both our lives been busy and we've been getting a lot of things. So this is like a good time to get the little one-on-one, you know what I'm saying? So what inspired you to start music?
Right. Music is like kind of like the family business. Like, my godmom was, speaking of Immortal Technique, was an underground rapper who used to rock shows with Technique. He's actually someone I've met and, like, seen and been backstage with and shit and connected with. Also, like, it's kind of like, you see it slowly dying down a little bit because fucking niggas is just getting older and, like, rep shit happen. Like, Digital Underground is pretty much the people that, like, I grew up. Like, that's all my pops is, like, family. So, like, if Tupac was alive, that'd be, like, my uncle. And we just lost Shock D, which is pretty rough. But I'm still really close with Money B and Cletus Mac. And I actually just recorded a song with Money B. It's not out yet. It's going to be on his album. But, yeah. Like, and also, bro, my pops is also Nummy Numb from the Loonies, who made I Got Five on it. And, shit, fucking... Also, bro, my mom's is... executive producer. Like, she always was really into videography. Like, she did Yonkers for Tyler, she did Tooted and Booted for YG, Over for Drake. She works on video. Like, she was really about that life. And, like, I don't know, I just watched them do their thing and just live creatively, and fucking I want to just do the same thing. Like, if I could pay my rent just making music only and shit, then yeah, I'm super happy.
Yeah, man, cause you really got this. Everybody, he really got bars. Like, this ain't no joke. Like, y'all know, I'm gonna keep it 100 with you from the get go. Like, I don't even play around when it comes to bars. Like, if you really ain't got it, you ain't got it. I'm just saying. Yes. But my guy, like KJ King. I should have said earlier. I'm so hyped. You know what I'm saying? My dog, he really got the bars. Like, no cap.
I'm not even gonna lie. Niggas was getting a little faded before the podcast. But yo, I want to low-key, like, spit something just so, like, people don't feel like he's just saying that. Like, let me spit some shit for the shit.
Go on, you gotta show the people. Go ahead.
All right, peep. Look. Red blood massacre, niggas is dead, but out of order, gets a freezing up when you look at the board. Niggas is beefing, but I am a matador. I'm finna anamorph into a beast, no peace. My teeth clean when I feast. Your female wanna eat my meat like on appetite. She OD'd off KMG like that's weak. Hey, just like some little short shit, right quick, just so niggas could sell the flow and shit. That's just gonna be on my project Red, which I'm on track 10 of right now. And I got two features that are solidified for sure gonna be on the project. One I'm super excited about. Actually, both I'm stupid excited about, bro. Like, speaking of the underground scene again, like, kind of the old school underground is still alive. And I'm working with Afro, who's signed to RA, the Rugged Man. But, like, this, like, less underground now, though. But Blood was on Jimmy Fallon. Like, it's, like, a little different. But, like, I've been fucking with him since he was 17, bro. Like, I've been, like, he had 4 million views on his, like, video when he was 17. But it's definitely bigger now, too, though. His newest shit, where RA, the Rugged Man, a few years ago, maybe 2 years ago, is, like, at 11 million now. So, like, bro's definitely doing his thing. I'm definitely happy he exists. Because, like, that old school, like, true hip-hop shit needs to exist. And then I also got, from my city, Lil B, the Bass God. So, he's going to be on this one, too.
Oh, you got Lil B?
Yeah. Had to get the Bass God. What's the Oakland project without Blood?
Yeah, man, that's crazy. It's just crazy, like, you plugged in so good, and like, you really got the talent, bro. Like,
you know, I met him, bro, on the game of 2K.
You said what happened?
I met that nigga on the game of 2K. Sweet. Like, imagine if no one was on PlayStation that day, bro. Opportunities be coming out of nowhere. <That's> like,
Well, man, honestly. Y'all heard that, man. 2K. You better
hop on 2K. You never know who's on. Make your connection.
Keep playing. Shout out 2K.
Yeah. Honestly, the best way to get plugged in is, like, to fucking... Like, that's why you should try to get yourself plugged in with niggas you actually fuck with, like, rappers you really like. Because, like, being really genuine with people is the only way, like... that real plugin comes in and shit, and like I can't really be that way unless I really love someone's music and shit. So like I could be real genuine. Like Who Killed XIX? I wish the best for them. They're coming up right now. I think they're gonna possibly be on the project too, and I think you're gonna hear their name like a lot within the next couple fucking years, bro. Like it's gonna be crazy. But that's the trap metal scene. I don't know if you like heavy into that. Like, do you know Zillikami?
I'm not familiar.
Okay, for sure. Like, so that's one. So there's so many famous rappers nowadays. Like, it's crazy. Like, have you ever like gone through one of your friends' playlists and shit, and like you don't know any of those niggas, and they're all famous. Like, you look them up, and they all got videos with millions of views and yep. shit. Like, that's what. Like, this is what the new day in hip hop is. Like, nobody can really get Michael Jackson famous anymore. We can't sell records, so we're not going to be making that type of money anymore. But way more people could get famous and make a living off of music. Like, there's way more people. Like, there's so many people that someone with a million views is someone that you most likely ain't heard of. Like, Lil Darkie, you heard of him?
Yeah, I've heard of him.
Okay, nice. Okay, so you heard some of the trap metal scene. It was just... Boy, you heard Zillikami. I mean, you heard Lil Darkie, not Zillikami. See, that's interesting. I never know how it's gonna go either. And Denzel Curry, I know you know him. And then it's pretty much, I feel like, started with XXX and Tacion. And if I'm being also honest, possibly OG Mako, because he was the first person I heard doing that real screamo in hip hop style, honestly.
Yeah, I remember OG Mako.
Yeah, right.
They used to play him at the club.
He was a part of Spillage Village. People don't really know that with JID and Earth Gang.
Oh, see, like, I didn't even know that. I wouldn't even think they'd be in a group together.
I would never think so either, but he was a great fit. I really think they should add him back to it. But, you know, like, he just got sick. Like, he just got really sick, and that's why he stopped being famous. Like, he got, like, a skin-eating virus that the doctors didn't really know how to explain and shit. And then, like... That's why people should check on people, because he didn't even fall off, but he just got real sick. Like, that shit sucks.
Yeah, man.
But, like, yeah. Oh, he was definitely fucking with Earth Gang. He was fucking with Jid. And, like, yeah, there's just hella rappers in the game nowadays, like, to the point where I kind of encourage everybody to make music. Even if people don't blow, but it's therapeutic. It really is. Like, just making music is therapeutic.
Yeah, it is, because it's like... You got your own style, especially like because you got your own style, and you can just it's like it's just like a form of freedom.
Exactly.
But like,
People should be making music. Oh, my bad.
Oh no, but, you go ahead.
Yeah, people should be making music as if they're not gonna release it. Like, they should be, like, that's how free they should be with it. It's like, they should be making it as if, like, I'm not even gonna release this, so I could do whatever I want on this track. And then make the decision whether you want to or not afterwards. Like, that's the way you gotta go about it. Otherwise, like, you're gonna make what everybody else is making, and you really will lose that therapy part of it. And shit, then it becomes homework, and then it becomes not fun to record and shit. Like, like, it gotta be hella fun.
So I got a question. So, cause you're really good at networking. What would be some good advice, like, for a person who's just, say, like, somebody just starting out trying to do music? What is the best way that you think that they should start marketing?
Find your tribe. That shit is so necessary. Like, people pay for promo before they do marketing, and if someone doesn't know the difference between promo and marketing, I just want to, like, break it down right quick. Marketing is basically finding your tribe, finding out who to promote yourself to. Because you can spend a lot of money on promo, but if you're a hip-hop artist and, like, someone's like, I can get you to a million people, and it's a million, like, older men in their, like, 40s in Texas and shit, there's, like, that's a bunch of people that are going to probably just go to the YouTube and dislike it if they even have an account. Like, you feel me? Like, you got to make sure that you're pushing yourself to the right people. And the thing about that is, like, a lot of people feel like, find an artist that's like you, that makes some similar music to you, and you should go reach out to their fans, which kind of ain't true, bro. I used to think, like, niggas that like super lyrical hip-hop and shit would be the ones that, like, gravitate towards me, but it's a lot of kids that like punk and metal and heavy, like, dark shit and feel depressed, and it's like, I'm realizing you gotta find someone. It doesn't even have to be another musician. It could be a stand-up comedian. It could be, like, just a social media presence. Reach out to their fan base. And, like, and the reason I say that is because, like, the thing you're looking for to market is someone who shares the same philosophy as you. So, like, whether their music sounds way different than yours or not, their fan base is the same fan base as you. Like, that's the thing that, like, you just got to find that common philosophy. And that's the big difference between marketing and promo. Because, like, you find people that really like what you do and how you think. And then you know where to spend your money to, like, market and push to those people. Although, like, I don't really trust anybody for promo yet. So, like, I'm not doing that part of it yet. Because, like, you know, a lot of people be scammy and shit.
Oh, yeah. Always.
So, right now, I just do it all myself and shit. Like, I just reach out via DMs and shit. Like, if I get 100 comments, it's because I reached out to 100 people. And I would have reached out to 1,000 if IG would have let me.
So what kind of equipment do you, because I remember earlier we was talking about having, like, a personal studio. Like, what kind of equipment do you use?
I use a new, like, everybody got to get the Neumann mic eventually, you know? Like, it's German engineered mic. It's the best quality shit. I use the Apollo Twin interface because it renders the sound really well. Like, if your mic plugs right into your computer, just throw it away. Like, it got to go into an interface, and then it got to go into the computer, and then the DAW I record on is Logic for all that technical shit. But yeah, Logic is my shit. But I shoot my own videos, and I also do my own cover art from my phone, and I just use, like free apps like Sketch. I do most of my cover arts from just a free book app called Sketch, or Sketchbook, I think. And then I edit the videos from Video Leap, like, nothing crazy, but it looks crazy, like, people wouldn't expect, but iPhone's shooting 4K, even though most screens aren't 4K and shit, so you click that little 4K option on YouTube, that shit not really 4K, unless you got a 4K screen, but yeah, I do all that shit myself.
All self-made, plus you save a lot of money doing that.
Hell yeah.
A lot of money.
And plus, you, it's like, I don't like waiting for shit. That's, like, the big thing for me. Like, even if you pay someone, they'll be like, all right, I'll have it to you in, like, 2 weeks. And the weird thing is, when I shoot my own videos, they're always done in, like, 2 days. Every time I want to do my own cover art, it's usually done that day. If I want a song mixed and mastered, it's done that day. So that's, like, that's a big part of it for me, because I don't even know. Like, I'm an artist. Like, I'm not sure if I love this yet. I want to see the final product of it, and I need to get that as soon as possible to feel like, okay. Because competence is confidence. Like, I'm not telling everybody my shit is out unless I love it, you know? Like, if I love it, I'm telling everyone about it. So, like, I gotta make sure I have that feeling with it before I put it out.
Yeah, that's a must. Because you don't just want to put just anything out there, or you don't want to put something that's just not finished. Because that's how I feel when I, before, because me, my process when I write music, some songs, it takes me a long time to figure out, because it's like, I like it, and I could put something right here, but I feel like I need to either wait and feel the vibe, or just try, like, again, like, some songs I'll finish in, like, a couple days. Some of them, it took me, like, months.
I'm like, what's your beat selection process?
It just, like, really almost anything, but I just gotta feel it, you know what I'm saying? Like, I just gotta feel the beat. And just, if I love the beat, I can relate to it in a way.
Yeah. See, I'm working on these projects, these color projects is what I'm calling them. Like, the one I'm working on is red. The one I released before that is gray. And all the beat selection is based on, like, the emotion of the project. So red is real angry. And I listen, like, metal will resonate with me when I'm angry and shit. And I love trap and shit. So I'm doing the trap metal shit with the anger. And then with gray, I kind of did like a real dreary hip hop, like, and honestly, those are like weirdly unfocused projects, and like, they're meant to be, because red, when I'm angry, I didn't write them, like, they're not angry ass songs. I wrote them when I was angry, and when I'm angry, I'm that sarcastic, which might make some of the songs funny even or something. So like the point of the projects is to pick beats that like feel angry. And then I'll be like, okay, well, what do I really feel like when I'm angry? Like, do I just want to write, like, fuck this and fuck you? Or am I just going to be, like, talking hella shit and not giving a shit? Because that's how I feel when I'm mad. Like, it's like, who am I being good for? Like, why am I taking anything seriously? Everything's a joke. Like, so that's what the project, like, kind of resonates and turns into and shit. The next one might be boom bap, or it might be on some super hood shit. I'm either going to work on either turquoise or black. So yeah, those are the next.
Yeah, I see you've been doing a couple shows too.
Yeah, I got it. Shows are the best thing in the world. Like, honestly, even if I just go to a show, bro. Like, I love going to shows. I love doing shows. Like, shows are my that happiest thing. Like, that's the happiest me. I can't be happier than at a show. The last nigga I saw was Isaiah Rashad. Shout out to him. Yeah.
Oh, you was on stage with him?
Or you, no, that last time. Person I did a show with, like, on stage with, if I want to be, like, that excited, is Bone Thugs and Harmony, because I grew up on them, bro. Oh, so, yeah. And Too Short, too.
Yeah, I'm from Ohio, and when Bone Thugs came out, it was, man, they was rocking, especially Cleveland, all my family from Cleveland.
Yeah, so. I bet. Boy, Busy Bone was my favorite rapper growing up. Like, honestly, I learned a lot of, like, what I do in hip-hop from him. Like, the beginning of me, like, starting from age 14 to, like, 19 is stupid Busy Bone inspired. And then, like I kind of, like, started branching off more into my own shit when life started. Like, life will change your style. Like, that's where the sarcasm will come in, or that's where will get real conscious, is because, like, something fucked up or something awesome happened. And then, like, that touches my style.
Yeah,
Busy Bone Thugs and Harmony, though. That was real fun working with him. I took a picture. I have a picture with him on the gram, too, when I did that shit. That show was fun with Busy.
But you got a song with Busy?
No, I just took a picture with him. I would love to do a song with Busy. I might try to reach out, though. Man, it's not impossible, though.
Yeah, that Bone Thugs, man.
Bro, rappers be really humble. Like, I know there's so many rappers that aren't humble, but like, I think it's because they get the most attention. Like J-Rock, every time I run into J-Rock from TDE, which, bro, I know he doesn't remember me, because like, he was at the show I did too, bro. And the first time I seen him, I wasn't even like doing shows yet. The first time I seen him, I was damn near in high school, and he was being super cool with me. He came out and took a picture with me. I posted that shit too on the gram. And then fucking the second time I met him, he was working on his 90087. Like, you remember the long area code album and shit?
Yeah.
Like, basically, he was dropping out, and I was like, bro, I'm mad excited for that. And he was like, thank you, bro. I hella appreciate that. And he was like, has that real homeboy OG presence and shit. Like, these niggas sometimes are super humble, and if you just reach out to them not wanting nothing, because everybody be hitting them up wanting something. Like, they be like, bro, what can you do for me and shit? Like, I don't even know you. Like, if you just hit them up on some super humble, just like, bro, I appreciate you, I'm glad that you exist in hip hop type shit, then, like, you might get the reception you actually looking for.
Yeah, so you ran to a lot of people.
Oh, for sure. I usually post it, bro. Like, you can see, I posted when I was with Anderson .Paak. I posted with Tyler, the Creator, with Nas, with Common. Like, I'll post it. If I see him, I'll be like, hey, bro, I got it. Like, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, because I remember I was scrolling on your page. I was like, man, you know everybody.
Yeah, I mean, I'll connect if I see you. I'm not going to lie. Like, I saw Anderson .Paak just, like, in Hollywood, just like I just seen him. And I was like, I'm going to go fucking talk to him. Like, if I really, like your music a lot, I can't not. Like, I'm just going to just give you your... He was hella cool, though. Anderson .Paak actually let me rap for him and stuff. I should have filmed it on my phone. I was not thinking, like, I did not have my marketing mindset when I met, bro.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, he was super cool, bro. Like, you never know. So, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, I have met shitty artists. I'm not going to put them on blast. Especially if you shitty, you don't even deserve attention. But there's so many cool artists, honestly. It's just nuts.
So have you ever had, like, a bad experience running into anybody famous?
Yeah, bro. I'm not even going to say which one, but one of the Bum Thugs was a little meaner than the other ones. Boy, I'm not even going to lie. Lazy Bone, it wasn't him, though. I'm going to just say that right quick just because he was stupid cool, bro. Like, that's probably one of the coolest things you probably ever meet in your life, bro. Like, he'll really, like, talk to you and, like he'll probably be like, hey, you want to take a picture and bring it up himself? And, like, he's hella cool.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. Yeah, so I remember you told me you was from Cali. What part of Cali did you grow up in?
Well, I was born in the Bay Area, which is where I'm living right now, but I grew up a lot in L.A. And, like, L.A. is damn near where, like, you'll run into everybody. Like, you'll just see a motherfucker in L.A., like, you know? Like, I just seen Ice Cube driving around, and Hobson is someone I just seen driving around and shit. Like, they just be there. It's a good place to make moves, for sure. But nowadays, though, no matter where you are, you can reach out to someone. Because social media is so tight.
Yeah, like, social media, like, changed the game for everything.
I feel bad for any generation of artists that didn't have that shit. Like, you could reach out, if you want to, you could just DM J. Cole right now. It's like, what? Yeah. Like, why do I have this much power? What the fuck? Who am I?
And it's just so crazy because a lot of people just don't understand that, like, taking advantage of social media and making things happen, because you literally are connected to the whole world.
Yeah, boy. I have so many friends around the world. I got my homie in Ghana. I got my homegirl in Kenya, boy. I got my homegirl in the UK. I have my homegirl in fucking... what's it called? Australia. I got the homies and I got hella homies in Australia now and shit. Like, I got the homie in India. Like, boy, like, if you're not making friends around the world in 2021, then, like, you fucking up a little bit. You definitely gotta reach out.
Yeah, for sure.
Because we all so much more similar to each other than we even know. Like, it's the Indian homegirls. Dope it into Nicki Minaj, like, more than I, like, could ever be. Like, she's like, that's her super Americanized shit. She loves her. That's just funny to me. Yeah. It's tight.
Have you, and I remember you said that you travel a lot. You ever been, like, out of the country or anything like that?
Yeah, I've been to just only Jamaica, which was dope as hell, though. Like, it's a fucking place where, like, you go to, like, a heated pool, and then you get out of that shit, and then you go right to the beach, and the beach water's hella warm. And then, like, if you go into the inner city and shit, it's poor as shit, but, like, there's a sense of community there that's, like, to be desired, you know? and, like, people don't really snitch on each other and shit. Like, there's a place where, like, you know weed is illegal there?
You said it's legal?
Illegal. Yeah. Like, it was at least when I went, and, like, I mean, no one's gonna snitch on you for smoking weed, obviously, though. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's definitely a sense of community, like, a motherfucker there. It was cool. There was its sad shit, but it was dope as hell, too. You can't stay, if you go to a third world country, do not stay at the resorts. Like, that's not experiencing it. Yeah. Like, you gotta go, like, see the real shit. You're like, all right, what's going on here for real? Like, I'm not getting no sugar-coated Jamaica experience.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. I want to go out and seek, like, see the culture, like, see how everything really is out there.
Yeah, exactly. Because, like, you're just going to be meeting people, which is cool, too, though. Like, if you go to, like, some resort in some other country, you'll meet other people from other countries. Like, I met people from the UK, and I met people from, like, Australia and shit while I was there. But it was like, I'm here for Jamaica. I'm definitely going to be there for Australians when I go to Australia. Better believe.
What's one of the what's one of your most wanted countries that you want to go to?
Boy, I think just because I love anime so much, I'd have to say Japan.
Oh yeah, for
sure. Like, I grew up on anime, hella heavy and shit. Like, that's why I draw my single covers, because I started drawing comic books as a kid and stuff, and I was like, I don't want to lose that aspect. Like, I want to still draw. So like, but yeah, if it wasn't for anime, I probably wouldn't be doing my single covers.
What's your favorite anime?
Of all time is Full Metal Alchemist Brotherhood, off tops. Quick. Dragon Ball is up there like a motherfucker.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so, that's goated.
Worldwide. You ever seen Yu Yu Hakusho?
Yes, that's the only show that had higher ratings than Dragon Ball when it was on air in Japan.
Man, I used to watch Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Z on Toonami.
Oh, that was the class, bro. You gotta get home at 6 and shit. Yeah. Like,
I was home like probably an hour before it came on.
So yeah. I got to see everything. Get set up and shit at home. Yeah, yeah, those are the days, honestly.
Oh man, have some food. The food already ready, so you know what I'm saying? Just remember the dude Tom?
They had
the little mini series where the virus or something came in there.
Yeah, and they killed
him. Right. I was salty. I was like, what?
Yeah, I was sick. I'm not gonna lie. I was sick as fuck. I was like, what? What you mean? He not blue no more? Or like, what did they? Or was it the gray one to the blue one?
Which it was like a gray one, and then like when the virus thing ate him up, it was like, I remember the commercial the first time I seen it because I missed the episode. I'm like, dang, I missed that episode when he died. I remember I seen the commercial. It was like, Tom is dead. And I was like,
I'm 12.
What? And he was like, they said, they need the new hero, Tom 2. And I was like, Tom 2? And he came out taller, and he was the black one. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, I was like, it's the same voice actor I'm thinking, too. That's like, we just got to do your whole outfit up tighter, bro. This little fat gray thing, that's not working no more.
He got slim.
Bro, I think, what's it called? You know, have you seen Hunter x Hunter?
I haven't seen Hunter x Hunter, but I know what you're talking about, though. I've seen, like,
parts. Okay, my big recommendation for watching that is that it was written and drawn by the guy who made Yu Yu Hakusho.
Oh, see, now I gotta watch it.
That's a big part of it, too. And bro also ended up marrying the woman that made Sailor Moon. So, like, he's immersed.
I remember my sister used to love Sailor Moon. Like when,
yeah, it's one of the top.
Because it used to come on Toonami. Because I remember I used to watch my little cartoons. And as soon as Sailor Moon came on, you know, it was her TV time. So, you know, she was all, man. I didn't even go lie. Sailor Moon was hard. Like,
it was, what's it called? One of the top grossing, like, I don't even want to say shows. I think franchises ever.
Yeah.
Like, they were selling merch and everything. they was winning.
They big time, though. Like, that was, I didn't even lie. Sailor Moon was lit. It was lit. I used to be salty, like, with my, she, because, you know, she wanted to watch it. So, she used to be, you know, I was just like, man. But then I used to be really into the show. I'm like, this is kind of good, though. I ain't gonna lie.
Yeah, fucking the person that wrote it, like, I she's definitely goated, bro. Oh, yeah. Like, the person that wrote Yu Hakusho 2 and Hunter x Hunter is goated as fuck. And then, yeah, like, there's, like, a couple people that, like, in it, because that was, like, that was before we were born, like, bro. Like, Dragon Ball came out in 86.
Yeah, I remember,
like,
that.
The first episode. Like, you know, so, like, fucking, like, we're watching the golden age of anime where they didn't have a style, like, a specific style. So every show looked hella different from each other. Like, that's why Pokemon and Dragon Ball and Sailor Moon all looked hella different from each other. Because there was no, like, one style yet. So, like, we really did see some shit, bro. That was tight. Have you seen Akira?
No, I don't think, no. I haven't seen that. Right, I've seen a few animes, but I haven't seen, like, a lot of... Before we get into that, though, one thing I always get nagged about, I have not seen Naruto.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's not the end of the world unless... Like, if you could read the manga, and then, like, you could skip the fillers. But the amount of fillers they got in that show, I'll forgive anybody for quitting that show. Like, it's too many fucking fillers. They take them all out in the manga, so you know they know about them. But getting back to hip-hop, bro, like, if you've seen the anime Akira, bro, that's Kanye West's favorite anime of all time. Akira, like, have you seen this? It's a movie. It's just they had a comic book, but it's just one movie, and it's called Akira, and you'll see it inspired Dragon Ball. It inspired, like, all the shit we watched, and it was at a time where people was really drawn, and so it's like, it's as smooth as, like, The Lion King. Like, you know how the Lion King movie looked hella smooth, the old one? It's because they drew it, like, frame by frame. And, like, so it's like that. And they cuss hella much, bro. Super hood. It's like some street-ass kids that, like, are really going through some hood shit. And one of them gets sick with the psychic virus. And that's all I'm going to fucking say. But it's crazy. If you saw the Stronger music video, though. Like, yep. Stronger. Yeah, all the anime scenes he has all throughout that's in that.
Okay.
And also my pops too, like, that's some low key shit that probably no one would ever know about. Num from the Loonies, may I got five on it, his favorite anime too is Akira. Like, he fucked with that. Like, he don't even really like any animated anything, and he thought that was hard. So yeah. Definitely shout out to him.
Yeah, man, because I used to try to go Super Saiyan, it never worked. I was like,
boy. What's your favorite album of the year so far? I'm feeling like 2021 a pretty damn good year for music, bro.
Man, I don't even know, man. I haven't really been paying attention to too much music this year because I've been focused on me for real. Like,
I appreciate you staying on my shit, bro. That means a lot to me, then.
Yeah, like, because I rock with you, bro. Like, you've been, you know what I'm saying? You've been real since day one, you know what I'm saying? You an inspiration to me, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I work hard, bro. Yeah, I swear, man. To God. I definitely try to do that. I'm, like, here to entertain. That's why I'm on Earth. Boy.
Yeah, man. I'm trying to, man, once I get everything together, man, we're going to definitely have to get a show or something. We're going to have to.
Yeah, we got to get that ASAP. And fucking a little digital concert would be lit, too, honestly. Yeah.
Facts.
Yeah. But I'm definitely down to do some cover art and shit for. But I get so inspired. But it's really fun for me. Like, it's really fun for me. Like, next time in Vegas, we definitely gotta link up and do something creative. I got one producer who, like, sets up his camera in Vegas and shit, and he be making, like, really soulful ass hip hop instrumentals and shit, and, like, just vibing and shit. And, like, we could set up, like, the podcast, like, maybe there next time.
Okay. The camera just shut off, but the podcast is still going, so we can still get this podcast. Yeah. Just because the battery got hot. You feel me?
Yeah. Hey, I know how it go.
Man, it just shut off on you, boy. I'll probably just charge this little battery. I'll see if this other one will work. But
that's some old bullshit. I always think it's funny as shit when I see that the YouTubers talking about, like, my shit just shut off on me. Especially if they listening to, like, music or something and the song is dope, they'd be like, my phone knew. It couldn't handle the song. It was too dope.
It just shut off on me because I seen the little battery thing earlier. I was like, okay, maybe it got a little warm. You know what I'm saying? Lukewarm. It just said, oh, yeah. Gotta cool down. But I bought a battery pack and it gave me like three extra batteries. So
that's right as well.
Let's see.
Yeah, I never seen no pack like that. I usually begin them one at a time. I'm hating. Yo, if I could make some recommendations for albums to peep this year, bro, did you get to peep J. Cole's?
Oh, yeah, I heard J. Cole's for sure.
Okay, for sure. The Tyler, the Creator's?
I heard, no, I see, I didn't hear it.
Okay, I would say that
one. I rock with Tyler.
Yeah, I feel like that one's the album of the year. I'm pretty happy. It's just a EP. I mean, it's just like a mixtape. But, like, I like mixtapes. Like, they get right to the point. I like Ski Master Slump God's new shit, too. And Vince Staples was going kind of dumb, too. But Isaiah Rashad's shit just came out. I don't know if you know that.
I remember I heard his album was supposed to come out this year.
Yeah, it came out, like, 4 days ago.
Just 1 second, fam.
Yeah, it's good.
Part two of the video. You know, we're still going live on the podcast. You know what I'm saying? The battery got a little hot. But, you know, I got the spare, you know, a little charger pack right here, y'all. You know, I've got to stay prepared. So we back, part two.
Gang. But we was just talking about when we was off the podcast, like, new albums that is coming out. Like, I appreciate Scheme Master Slump God's new shit. I like J. Cole's new shit. Tyler, the Creator's new shit. And Isaiah Rashad's new shit came out, like, 4 days ago. That shit is going crazy. Anytime he makes anything with SZA, I got it on repeat.
Yeah, SZA, she's fire. Like,
she's blessed. TDE needs to let her drop. Man. Boy, last time I seen Isaiah Rashad, he brought out SZA, and she was on stage with him for hella long, and I love all their songs together, bro. So, like, they did, like, five of their joints together. I was like, okay, for sure. And he brought out Schoolboy Q and J-Rock, too, which, yeah, it was a good one. They be throwing the best shows for, like you know, for nothing and shit. If you go to L.A. and you trying to see TDE, they definitely gonna bless you. Like, you might see more than who you paid to see.
So how much do they usually charge?
Like, bro, I've been a fan for so long, you shouldn't even ask me. Like, when I first went to go see Kendrick, it was only $12, bro.
12?
Like, and he autographed, signed a ticket for me to Khalil and all this shit, bro. Like, I used to see him on the block in Compton. Like, I used to. So, like, I know, like, they're super early prices. Like, I don't know what it's probably looking like right now. Like, the first time I met Schoolboy Q, he was skinny. If that says anything.
Oh, so you really seen them from their beginning.
Yeah, like, I was, like, in high school, like, freshman year, damn near, when I went to go see them for the first time and shit. And it was, like, only 30 people went to go see J-Rock, Kendrick, Absol, and Schoolboy Q and shit. But it was, like, right before they started taking off, though. 2011, it was starting to blow the fuck up.
Yeah.
But, like, 2009 and stuff, like, they was working hard still. I remember that. I was a little kid, but shit. They was like the big niggas on the block that was really doing it. Same thing with, what's it called? Vince Staples was, like, closer to our age and he was doing it, which he was cool as hell to watch. And fucking, I'm forgetting one nigga that was so fucking big. Oh, I'm not gonna do that. No, I'm gonna do it. I forgot him. But, like, yeah, watching people, like, blow up in L.A. was fun because it's only going to be a couple people. It's such a big city, bro. Like, that's one thing about in Oakland, bro. That's, like, and living in Richmond, too. Like, the gangbangers, like, my friends that bang and shit, like, they know everybody in the whole gang. They know the whole gang. And that's not what I'm used to, bro. In L.A., it had to be color coordinated. It's like, no, everybody got to wear red or I don't know who's on my side. It's like, that's how many people are in this city. I'm like, damn. Yeah. Like, they were like, if you were, like, blue in this neighborhood, they'd be like, bruh, like, you know, I'll really kill you. Like, obviously, fucking, you can't wear blue here. And shit, it was like, it was a whole, LA was a whole big ass deal for that shit. That shit was funny as hell. And you don't even know what color is too purple. That was a problem. Fucking, green was a problem and shit. And it was like, just like some hustler thing too. It's like, nigga, you can't hustle on our block and shit. Cause, like, there's like, we wear the green rags cause we getting money and shit. But even that is like, you stepping in on my money and some other random nigga coming. Like, LA had hella politics. I'm not gonna lie. I grew up a lot in the valley too. What's it called? They had hella politics too, though. I'm not gonna lie. LA just has hella, like, there's not a school in LA that's not segregated. Like, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. What school did you grow up going to?
I went to a lot of schools, bro, but the one I graduated from was Taft, which that one was an interesting, like, little, like, all the kids from LA would take the LA buses to get there, and then they had the homeschool kids, and it was like a real mixed bag race of kids, so it was hella Persians and white kids. But, like, for example, Ice Cube and Phoebe went there. So Ice Cube and Phoebe from Friends. Like, if you want to know, like, how diverse it gets. Like, I went there with O'Shea, Ice Cube's son, and I had fucking geometry with Spencer Dinwiddie, who plays on the Nets right now.
That's crazy.
Yeah, that school has a lot of people.
I remember there's a lot of, cause I remember I was just reading about celebrities like who they were late. It was like a random thing that just popped up on some social media I was on. I just clicked on it, and it was about like celebrities who went to school with each other. And I seen like, and especially out west, like a lot of celebrities went to school with each other. I'd be like, dang, like they know each other, or they didn't even kick it, or and you find out like
I'm pretty sure Phoebe did not kick it with Ice Cube in his. Like, I'm pretty sure they had a whole different, like, situation. Like, they probably wasn't even... Yeah, when I went to school, bro, the black kids took over the lunch area. Like, there was... If you weren't black, you probably weren't eating at tables. Like, that's true. And then, like, all the white kids took over the grass area. And I was like, they had the field that, like, this is our quad. We like eating in the grass and shit. Like, I don't know. I used to kick away everybody, though. Yeah, and plus I'm mixed too. Like it's like it's kind of cap acting like that's not me and shit. Like I'm black and white. Like I fuck with both of y'all. I fuck with the Persians too. I'm not that, but fucking why not? They had a tight rapper, and I was walking around battling everybody, bro. If anybody said they rapped, and like I already obviously went through all the black kids, so I'll have to start going to other groups and be like, bro, you rap, bro. You ain't proved you rap unless you battle. Like, bro, I used to go by rap ID, look up my battles on YouTube and shit, too. I'm probably sending that to you after. I was, like, 17, tripping on adults and shit, too. Dude, I used to battle a lot, bro. I don't know why. I was, like, hella aggressive with it.
Yeah, because like, it's just so different, like, how like, the West Coast mindset is compared to, like, the East Coast. Because, you know, I'm from Ohio, so it's just, like,
yeah.
Especially when I went out in Vegas, like, y'all just think so different. Like, it's yeah. So, like, so I had to literally mentally, like, change my mental gear to, like, a whole different speed, like, but it helped
me. What's, like, a big major change? I never been to Ohio, so I don't even know, bro. Like, put me on. Like, what's a big difference?
Man, Ohio's slower than y'all. Like, on the West, like, on the, like, they're, like, the West Coast is so much, way more, much more advanced and far ahead of stuff when it comes to anything, like, technology, education, just really anything. Like the East Coast, we just move slower. But on the West Coast, it's like fast paced. Like it's really like
that's
like
a bad thing.
No, it's like it's honestly me personally, I think it's a bad thing because we need to get into the draw picks. Personally, you know what I'm saying? But it just depends on like it really depends. Like it's not bad, but it's just like the mind. Like a lot of things that I experienced in life. Like certain mindsets and certain ways to move and certain ways to think, I would prefer that West Coast mindset because a lot of people in the like in Ohio, a lot of people get too comfortable and then just want to settle. Like out, it was hard. It for instance, it's if you was in Ohio right now, you could sign up to work at McDonald's and you get the job instantly just because you're not from here. You're all the way from the West Coast. Oh, you need a job? Oh, yeah. Out West, it was hard for me to get a job at McDonald's because they really actually look at them applications and they compare, like, oh, let's see, there's here, this and there. Like,
yeah.
It's like the business mindset, like, on the West Coast is just a lot smarter and a lot faster. And like there's good business people in Ohio. You know, I'm not saying, like, Ohio just don't got no good business.
Yeah.
But it's just so different, fam. Like it's hard to describe it, but I can say that's why a lot of people can't from the East Coast can't live out West because they can't move that fast. They're like, oh wait, hold on, you can't move. I can't move this fast. Like, this is a little bit too fast for me, or it'll take.
Well, have you been to New York? I've been to New York, but I was mad young when I went, so I don't remember hella much.
I went to New York in the eighth grade field trip. You know what I'm saying? Okay. We went to New York. And New York is just like what it is on TV. Like it's busy, like all 24/7. It's just like somewhat like Vegas and like Cali. Like the bigger states on the East Coast, they move kind of like the West a little bit. But see, okay, I'm from a small city, so and Ohio's not even big. So it's just our pace is way different. Unless you play like sports or something.
Okay, now that you're, like, I'm hearing it, like, so, like, if you got a flat tire on the side of the road in Ohio, do you think you'd be able to get help?
Yeah, you could get help
Like, I think that's one of the big differences. I think people be so moving so fast and like so fucking focused on what they're doing and like who they know and what they got going on that sometimes like you might not for a really long time in LA, even though there's the most people ever driving by you.
All right.
But like shit like that.
Real quick though, because I got the battery heated up. Yeah, I gotta let the camera rest. Y'all watching the YouTube channel. Make sure you check out the rest of the interview. The rest, it's not even an interview. We just chopping it up for real. Make sure if you're listening to the podcast, make sure you go follow. Tell me social medias, fam.
So basically, I'm just KJ KNG. It's KJ King, but with no I on everything. So that's KJ KNG on TikTok. That's KJ KNG on IG. And if you type in KJ KNG on Google, but just put a space between the KJ and the KNG, you can see all my Spotify, SoundCloud, everything. Like, all my information will come up on Google.
Yep. And I'm going to make sure I put in the link in the description below on the YouTube so that way y'all can get it. You know what I'm saying? So, YouTube, make sure you like, share, subscribe, comment, go follow KJ King. Tune to the Candy Bit podcast. Make sure we got to turn the camera off because it's getting a little bit too hot.
But, yeah, thanks for having me, bro.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Okay, the YouTube portion done. We still in the podcast, though. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's tight. I like how you do that.
Record this on the YouTube, and the podcast is still going. I just put I put my phone beside the iPad so that we can
see. Oh, that's smooth. Yes, okay,
sir. Sure. Yes, sir. Yeah, we still rolling. Sure. Still rolling.
But no, I think I'm a guy to get like my day a little cracking and shit. I was supposed to mix my fucking like 11th song from my Red EP. I want to get a cover art done today, and I want to mix like one of my features because I've been making niggas wait a little too long, honestly. So yeah, I'm gonna hit you a little later, buddy.
Alrighty, bro. Yeah, make sure y'all follow my dude. He about to handle some business. I'm glad to have you on this legendary podcast. We're gonna have you on the show again though, because we got a lot more. You know what I'm saying? But I appreciate you, fam, and you have a blessed day, man.
Yeah, definitely gotta tap in when I drop that project. I appreciate you again, bro.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
What's the deal? It's your boy, Chris Childs, a.k.a. Young Light-Skinned Hokage, business mogul, entrepreneur, artist/shoe customizer. You can find me at _ChrisChilds on social media or www.shopchrischilds.com. And you tuned into the candy shop. Ya dig.